you ever had an addict say, I am now realizing that my partner really enabled my sex addiction? Okay, as I was acting out through the course of the relationship, he really enabled it. Have you heard that? I'm trying to think if I
Well, I don't
have
know that
heard
I've
that.
heard those words. I mean, I've heard partners stepping in to participate in some of the addictive behaviors, and typically that was in an attempt to stay connected to the addict. And some partners, were comfortable with those behaviors. Some partners felt like that was outside their comfort zone of what they would have chosen to do. But I don't know that I would have called that enabling.
Are you hearing that, Wendy?
Am I hearing
My,
addicts say
yeah.
my partner enabled me? No. Generally, no. Which I find interesting because with other addictions, we hear it a lot.
Yeah, isn't that an interesting point? In the other addictions, we hear it a lot, but I don't hear it like that. I've heard sometimes some other more blaming statements that get then educated, and then they turn around on those blaming statements and take accountability. But the using the word enabling or the concept of enabling, I'll agree with Tim that there have been clients who sometimes knowingly and sometimes unknowingly engaged in certain behavior because they were trying to, they thought, help the addict not go into certain behaviors. You know, if I participate with you in this sexual experience, you therefore won't do X, Y, or Z. But I haven't heard that kind of enabling piece.
I just think it's different though too. I mean, if someone who's using and going on a weekend bender and isn't able to function or show up to work on Monday, and the partner makes a phone call to a boss and makes an excuse or something, like we don't see that generally as much with our client. I mean, we do see it sometimes, but not generally, because many of my clients are also addicted to work and success and money and other stuff. So they want to function at work, so they don't miss those responsibilities a lot of times.
I don't think I've had any partner report that they knew that the addict was up all night looking at porn and they called the office to say he can't make it in. I don't, those just aren't stories that I hear. I mean, maybe they happen out there, but I just don't hear those stories. Circling back to, can the partner traumatize the addict? We are very careful when we're working with addicts and partners not to label the partner coming in the front door when they're first coming into our therapy session. Because we know that 9 times out of 10, there's a lot of trauma sitting on that partner, and the partner's behavior is going to be significantly impacted by that trauma. At the same time, when that partner has done a good chunk of work and we've cleared off as much of that trauma as we can, when that's cleared off, sometimes there's some really problematic stuff on the partner side. Not always. That's not the rule of thumb, but it can be that on the partner side, there's some pretty problematic relational stuff or just interpersonal interaction stuff that might show up that has been impacting the addict. Again, doesn't take responsibility off the addict, but and we never do that. And any addicts listening out there, early recovery, we do not make those assessments because we see dramatic changes in partners from when they first walk through our door to 9 months to a year later. But there might be something on the partner side that's sitting there.
Well, and absolutely there can be that. I mean, like Dan was saying, like every relationship has struggles, and sometimes those struggles are very problematic in the relationship, and that doesn't dismiss or discount the addictive behavior or the betrayal trauma behavior. So we first have to, this is back to that old expression of coming into the hospital through the ER. You've got a gunshot wound and they're diabetic. Which do you address first? You address the gunshot wound. And that's the betrayal trauma. And that's the sobriety and the addiction. And then, okay, that piece is now addressed. in best its way, and then we deal with what else is underneath.